Cheryl on vacation?
Yeah. Out seeing her brother. Yep.
Ready?
Yep.
We'll get our meeting started.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll have Clint call the roll, please.
Okay, Ballinger's absent. Edmonds?
Here.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Here.
And Cyrulik?
Here. Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, February the 7th.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds? Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Cyrulik?
Yes. I'll have you read the bills and payroll, please.
General Administration, $2,117.66. Economic Development, $263.16. Police, $3,362.95. Fire, $2,459.65. Streets, $1,968.54. Parks, $224.08. Public Health and Safety, $112. Liability Insurance, $150. Garbage, $81.86. Cemetery, $901.85. Water Operations, $43,252.68. Sewer Operations, $4,516.13. EPA Westside Water Loan Payment, $52,682.22. EPA Sewer Project Loan Payment, $74,898.36. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $4,588.07, and Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $485,533.50.
Thank you. Have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds? Cyrulik?
Yes. I don't have anything this evening to report. We'll move down to streets and public improvement.
Just a couple things. I want to thank the guys, the crew, again, for the great job with snow removal. The second storm of the year, and it looks like we got another one coming in, so I'm not sure what it's going to be yet. Ben's doing a good job on communicating with the public about moving some of their cars. Ben, you'd like to say hang on that, or?
I can. The snow route ordinance is nothing new. It was passed in 1979. It's gone actually several years, if not decades, without enforcement or a lot of focus on that. But we have addressed that here recently in the last couple of storms. We're getting that word out via our social media and the local media outlets. And to date, I want to make sure that people know that we're doing what we can to not only get the word out, but seek voluntary compliance. We've got officers out there knocking on doors and just letting people know we have not towed cars to date. But we're going to get to a point where we hope that will become kind of the standard in a 2-inch snow. I have been in contact with Steve Law, and we've been discussing that. kind of updating the ordinance, maybe tweaking it just a little bit to 2022 versus 1979. But it's something we look forward to in the future, and we just ask the community's, again, voluntary compliance to keep the vehicles off the road after a 2-inch snow on those snow routes until they can be cleared. It helps everybody involved. Quite frankly, we're providing them a place to park after the snow has been moved. So rather than having those vehicles, you know, plowed in, shall we say. And again, it's a work in progress, but something that we are starting to address and getting the word out there, and we really just want compliance.
Ben and I have also talked, and I talked with Steve today. I guess he's in contact with you.
Yes.
But the ordinance, this ordinance is an older ordinance. Some of the streets we've got on there, like we was talking about, it says still Texas Road instead of Kleeman.
Right.
There's a few others can need to upgrade.
All in all, I think we can streamline the ordinance to some degree, but also the updating of the streets. You know, not only are some of the names been changed since its original adoption, but also some of those streets have been extended. So it certainly needs some time and a look to just update that to the current platform.
After we get that, we'll bring it to the council and see what take a look at. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
And then also, this time of year, we also have the problem with the alleys. With the freezing and thawing, they're getting a little soft. But there's really nothing we can do at this time about it until it dries up. So when it's drying up, we can get into them. We'll get in and take care of them. That's all I have.
Okay. Public property?
I don't have a whole lot. Last month, we talked about the motor that went out with the lime mixing area, the Claricone, that has been replaced. The next day, we did get that. It's in there, and everything's back to working like it should. They are also looking now at the, as Clint can attest to, computers are pretty much obsolete when you get them put in, but our computer that runs all of the equipment in the building down there, the Claricone and all the equipment down there, it's pushing 5 years old. We've had a couple of issues, but we're looking into a new one, getting it built and ready to go ahead of the curve. Last time we had it go down, and it was a lot of overtime with guys having to work, go down and manually do all the stuff. So we're looking at it now with, who's the engineer?
Symbiont.
Yeah, they're looking at it. They've brought their own person in. He said it shouldn't be that big a deal with getting one set up and ready to go. So we're looking at that to get ahead of that. And they had a leak over the weekend. It's just one of those things. And that boil order, they're getting samples in today. They'll get that taken care of. But in general, you know, the guys are still helping each other and getting everything done, even with all the other things that they're doing, they still get everything finished and everything done. So
great job.
They've been doing just fine with it. So other than that, that's all I have.
Okay. Council Finance?
Yes, I have just our monthly report on our sales tax. And our sales tax this month exceeded this time last year by just a little over $30,000. Which, of course, is a result of the internet sales that we're now getting. So that's very good news. Then I have just one other comment. There was a in the journal the last couple weeks ago. Just want to kind of highlight something. We had a there was a law passed back in 92 by the state. It went into effect July 1 of 1982, before any of us were on board. And but basically that law said that any council member can receive their council member pay in addition to volunteer fireman pay. So that is a state statute. And that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. We'll move down. We don't have any unfinished business to vote on. We're going to place two items on file. A resolution allowing American Rescue Plan Act money funds for the water capital improvements. And we're going to place on file ordinance amending section 3-2-14-8, the gaming license terminal fees. Them two items we're placing on file. With that, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
And Srulik?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.